Some Cape Breton support networks for vulnerable people are asking the community to watch out for signs of human trafficking. A recent Statistics Canada report says Nova Scotia has some of the highest human trafficking rates per capita in the country. The Ally Center's Christine Porter says be suspicious if someone all of a sudden becomes a stranger.
You know, frankly, if we don't see somebody that we see regularly, then we flag it and, you know, we'll reach out to other organizations or the regional police, right? So the main concern is if you're not seeing somebody around that you see a lot, then you have to kind of keep that in mind, right?
Porter says predators will often target people living with addictions.
Well, certainly those, you know, with a substance use disorder, they're extremely vulnerable because, you know, if they're being lured with substances, then that's how they end up in these situations, right? And like I say, I'm not definitely not the expert, but that is certainly among our population, those who use substances and that, you know, heavily are definitely at a very great risk.
Meanwhile, the Elizabeth Fry Society's Jennifer McClellan talks about what predators look like. She says they have many faces, usually with the same goal of looking for some unimaginable opportunities.
Well, I guess it can look like anyone. It's going to ultimately look like someone who wants to exploit someone for gain, usually financial gain. It's a terrible thing to say, but when it comes to like drugs or weapons, they can only be sold once. When it comes to a human, particularly with human trafficking, that is a way that you can exploit someone for gain over and over and over again. So it can be anyone. It can be a man, it can be a woman. They can be wealthy, they can be impoverished. It's going to be someone that has something to gain from exploiting people. So usually that's a financial gain that they will want. It can be just that they want control over someone, but for the most part, they're going to be getting something from this person.
Porter and McClellan say it's an appropriate time to encourage people to reach out if they suspect someone is a victim of human trafficking. Over 90% of human trafficking victims in Canada are women and girls, with 2/3 of those victims being under the age of 25.